Good morning. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin. Thank you for joining me. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday. I'm on my way to the gym. I don't know if my Muay Thai coach is back or not yet. He was in Florida for a week or two, but I didn't hear from him today, so I figured, all right, I'll go get a lift in. Hopefully he's back tomorrow. I'm missing it. I tell you what, bro. I love Muay Thai. So much fun. Having myself a white monster, you are what you drink, right? We had my wife, so for her Mother's Day gift, I don't remember if I told you guys this or not, but she has these really expensive extensions that she gets done. They're like $3,000. And so her early Mother's Day gift was yesterday, so she got to go to the salon, have a couple drinks, relax, get her hair done. It takes like 6 hours to do. And we had our nanny and our house cleaner over yesterday, so I spent a good portion of the day with the girls. And then I got a phone call, and I can't talk about what it was, but I'm changing gears with something that I thought was handled. I got to be careful how I word things for now. At some point I won't be, but for now I do, because I don't want to show my hand or even let people know that I have a hand to show. But so things happen, man, in life. And I noticed yesterday when I got this phone call, and I, you know, we had to make a major decision and pivot on something that's very important, like extremely important. I used to get a lot more angry. And I used to have an explosive temper, you know. And there are a couple things in this situation were mishandled, in my opinion. And I didn't snap out. I didn't raise my voice. I didn't get, you know, and then I hang up the phone after making a decision, a very important decision. And I didn't feel anxious. I didn't feel angry. I felt very confident. And I have a lot of reasons to be confident in this situation, but when you get blindsided sometimes, I know I'm being extra cryptic. We're getting to the message here in a minute. When you get blindsided, people have a tendency to panic. They have a tendency to get angry. They have a tendency to start blaming or yelling and shouting and all this other stuff, right? And me, and that's how I used to be, but I noticed yesterday how calm I was. And I noticed how, at the conclusion of the call, how confident I felt. And the only way you build the muscles necessary to handle big problems is to go through big problems. Like, it's the same as going to the gym. You go to the gym and you lift weight, you push, you get heavier and heavier and heavier over time. You know, you get under, you know, I could probably bench 225 35 times now. 30, 35 times. You know, I can remember 3 years ago, I couldn't bench it once. You know, not once. 3 years ago, I'd be struggling to get it up once. You know, I'm repping 405 now. That would have crushed me 3 years ago. Would have blown my wrist, elbows, shoulders, and fucking sternum out of my body. You know what I mean? But now I'm able to rep it. And that's life. Life is good. It's in. But the problem is this. Okay, I'm giving you guys a key lesson right now. Everybody goes through shit. Why do some get better and some get worse? Because most get worse. Well, if I go into the gym and I work out really, really hard, and then I go home and I don't sleep and I drink a lot of alcohol and I eat absolute dog shit food, or I don't eat at all, I'm not going to make really any progress. I'll probably get hurt and end up worse off than I was before. So this is the point. It's what you feed yourself. There you go. You go through something and you feed yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually in the proper manner. You grow. If you go through something harsh and you destroy your body, you numb your mind and your spirit with drugs and alcohol and porn and social media and casual sex, you die. You start to die. You go backwards. That's why so many people, because everybody goes through problems. Why do some end up being absolute superstars and some just end up dying with nothing to their name? Well, like I said, it's what you feed yourself. Most people don't feed themselves the right things when they go through something. So just like your muscles break down and you gotta feed your body the right stuff to rebuild it. When you go through hard times, that's your mind and spirit breaking down, and you gotta rebuild it with the right stuff. Do you all understand what I'm trying to tell you? And when you go through shit and you feed yourself the right things, you're able to handle bigger problems. The problems I have to deal with now are so massively and incredibly more complicated than they were 5 years ago. But I got the muscles to handle them now. I'm not just talking about the physical ones. I got the mental and spiritual muscles to handle problems that would crush the normal person to smithereens. You know, my mom texted me a quote last night, something about, you know, you got to be a little bit something to be a business owner, something about how being a business owner is tough. And she was like, you know, because she knows a good amount of everything, you know, that I'm doing and what I've gone through is my mother. And she's like, you know, you're crazy. But she meant it in a good way. You know what I mean? Because the stuff I'm handling now, there's nothing special about me. This isn't some kind of an ego trip, like, look at me, I'm so important. I was somewhere 5 years ago. I dealt with a series of issues, problems, and setbacks. I handled it the right way, and now I'm at where I'm at now. It's nothing to do with me. I'm not special. I just responded properly. That's the thing. Most people don't respond properly. It was what we talked about yesterday. E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. Most people can't control the R, man. They're all over the place, or they control it in a very negative way. You know, people are so patterned and predictable. People are so behaviorally predictable. You know exactly what somebody's going to do 90% of the time. Humans are very, very predictable. And they're usually predictably bad. Humans make bad decisions. Why do humans inherently make bad decisions? Well, number one, we're fallen. We live in a fallen, evil world. We're in the flesh. Number two, I think that your mind is always looking for the easiest, most comfortable way out. Oh, man, these people, they used to have a big chicken coop with like 50 birds, like chickens, turkeys. It's all gone now. Like the coop, the birds, everything is gone. I wonder if they slaughtered them all. I'd have a real hard time killing my chickens. I'm telling you right now, I'd have a real hard time. I got too attached to them. I could never kill my ducks. I'd rather starve. You know, if I had to for my family, obviously, you know, I would. But I my ducks, I'm very attached to. I don't want to, you know, it's not like they're ever going to listen to my podcast. I feel bad talking shit on my chickens, but of course the black ones are my least favorite. They're not very cuddly. They're very flighty. I'm serious. My black chickens are very, they're very flighty. You know, they don't like to be held. Whereas my orange ones, so they're either Issa Browns or Golden Comets or Rhode Island Reds. I don't know. They all look the same. The black ones are Wyandotes, Wyandotes or something like that. My orange ones and red ones are very, especially Penelope. Penelope's my favorite chicken. She's very affectionate. She follows me. If I'm sitting outside, she's underneath me. You know, if I'm in a chair, she's right off to the right, or she's sitting underneath me. If I'm on the picnic table, she's right there with me. So Penelope's definitely my favorite chicken. We had one that I also really liked named Farrah. Rest in peace. I think a cat got her. She was the one that went nuts. Like, when you come back to the coop at night, got, like, she was just, like, frazzled. Like, I don't know. She, like, saw something happen to her. I don't know if she got, like, abused or what. I don't know if she went out in the woods and somehow, I don't know what the hell happened to that chicken, but she didn't come back to the coop one night, and then the next morning there's a big pile of feathers in the front yard, and I think it was a cat. But my the ducks, Mac and Cheese, they're just they're so funny, man. They're so funny. They're not particularly affectionate, they're very skittish, but they've got great personalities. They're so much fun to watch. Just the way they walk absolutely cracks me up. I'm a big bird fan, bro. I love my birds. I'm telling you right now. Big, big bird guy. But anyways, birds. What the hell are we talking about? Oh, yeah, people make bad decisions. Like I said, I think a lot of it has to do with, yeah, we're in an evil fallen world and we're in the flesh, but also that our minds are always looking for the easiest way out, and that's very rarely the best way. Very rarely the best way. So, that's today's episode. All right, I love you guys. Have a great day. Let's get it, and I'll be talking to you soon, Lord willing.